responding to the news of the fall of two major Wall Street houses yesterday. Both candidates for president of the United States, Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama, said they would seek greater federal oversight of the country's financial system. Polls are suggesting that the health of the economy is the most important issue in voters' minds this election cycle. However, the editor-in-chief of the U.S.-based culture magazine First Things, Father Richard John Newhouse, told us that despite the economy, life issues are ultimately of paramount importance.
Of course, all issues that are intensely held are identified by those who hold them as moral issues. But from the viewpoint of the teaching of the church, of course, and also in the on-the-ground political, cultural reality of America, the great issues are what John Paul II taught the world to call the culture of life and the culture of death, the so-called life issues, beginning with abortion and euthanasia. And these continue to be as they have for the last 30-plus years since the Roe versus Wade ruling of 1973. Something like the vortex of American social, cultural, and political conflict. It's the most deep-seated and abiding divide. That is to say, you can put economic questions, foreign policy questions, fiscal questions, etc., which will bubble to the surface because that's what the media are mainly paying attention to. But if you look underneath that and you say, where, especially for the community that understands itself to be religiously serious, which is a majority of Americans, that there the thing that cuts most deeply is the cluster of life questions.